Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 117, How to Get Everyone Engaged in the Huddle. So on this podcast, I talk a great deal about the importance of using questions to lead people to answers, not just giving them the answers. So when it comes to the moments where either teaching a skill, getting our team in practice to self-evaluate, getting them to identify acceptable behaviors, or even just like a team talk after practice, we try to lead with questions more than coming in with all the answers, right? And so if you've been doing this, like many coaches who listen to the podcast, you will often start to get the same people in your practices answering the questions, right? And you'll be getting the same answers. Other people are going to try to hide in the back of the huddle or the meeting, and they're going to avoid speaking up. And you may also get some confusion, right? When you ask questions, as loads of people start shouting out answers, right? So a really simple but effective strategy to improve upon these questions is this, right? And I call it the Socratic method. And I think I kind of picked it up a little bit. I know Anson Dorrance does something similar as well. And this is the formula. First, let them know you're going to ask a question and you just want them to think about it for 10 to 20 seconds. So it's simply saying, fellas or ladies, I'm going to ask you a question here and I just want you to think about it, right? Just think about it for a second. Don't say anything. Secondly, ask the question. Now, it should be a good question. It should be an open-ended question, right? And, you know, we've talked a lot about those type of questions of what, why, and how, right? Third, after you ask the question, let them think. Like, give them that time. Give them that 10 to 20 seconds of just silence where people have to think about it, depending upon the type of question, they may need more time or less time, right? Fourth, look around, right? Scan as they're thinking, and then call on people to answer the question one at a time and use the person's name, right? So say, Tobin, right there, what do you think? And just that's as simple as it is. Now, as you've gotten two, three, 4 points, summarize those points that they have made, and you may need to fill in some blanks if necessary. And that's it. You're done. Now, typically when you do that, you're going to have identified 2 to 3 teaching points or 2 to 3 acceptable behaviors or 2 to 3 actions they can take right now moving forward to improve in that practice, that game, whatever, that drill, whatever it be. And this is done effectively in really as little as a minute. And when you do it consistently within your practices every day, you start to train people to do it. And so it goes even quicker every time as they become more engaged, more locked in, and more experienced in it. Also, every time you blow that whistle and you ask a question, they now know that they may be called upon, right? They can't be hiding in the back and they can't be tuning out. They've got to be locked in. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed that episode and have a good one. Oh, and just one more thing. The Coaching Culture Podcast coming out on Monday, episode number 63, is going to be about improving your feedback. So a lot of stuff we've talked about in the Culture Builders Podcast, but if you don't listen to the Coaching Culture Podcast, but you listen to this one, I think you'll definitely love Nate and I's discussion around feedback in next week's episode. So be sure to check out the Coaching Culture Podcast as well.